Now let's see. Let's see the Rosh and Mishnah Tes. For Rosh, Pirishli Shase Mitzadze Mitzadze. On the Marambam Pirishli Hef. Vishase Uairach Umailo. Uairach, Umailo Umato. The Are, the Mill is made. Nifit Umailo, but Visha Kesel. The Aneke Freya Zahavir. Im Nisarva Hamayim Koldu. Vireha Shiferes Anei. Vireha Shiferes Anei Visar. Now, let's see the Rosh Marambam. The Rosh Narambam Pirsha Mishnah. Shase Mishnah Tes. Shase. The Kabbalah is starting. Shem Starfu. Shem Starfu. Shnei Mikvoi. The Ishali Mashiyo Yah. The Rabbi Yudah Mehapeh. The Yorim Eil Arab Mitzarev. The Shafei Mitzarev. So how does the Rambam explain? Kavonis mitzareif, what does it mean mitzareif? She mitzareif for Hashnei Mikvoi. Hashnei Mikvoi. So, the Rosh Na Mishneh, according to the Rambam, of Rishase mitzareif, it means that the two Mikvois on both sides of the Kesel, so, become mitzareif. Become mitzareif. Now, the Bis Yosef says, is that according to the Rambam, in other words, you see, because, well, I have to mention the Rabbi Yeruchem. In the Sifra Bot first, that Rabbi Yeruchem says that if, when the Mishnah says, Kesel Shem Mishnei Mikvois, Shem Nisdach, Rishase Mitzarev, so it doesn't only mean that the two Mikvois on both sides of the, Kesel, so become Mitzarev. But it also means that when we say, let's say, Mishase Mitzarev, whether it is a result of Mitzarev, according to the Pshat, so when can it be Mitzarev if the slit in the Kesel, in the slit in the Kesel, so altogether it has a Shvet. In other words, he had a slit in the Kesel. So of course, so there is a slit in the Kesel, whether it's vertical or horizontal, has the size, has up to Shvet. But suppose the Kesel is such a small Kesel, then the whole crack and the whole slit in the Kesel, whether it's horizontal or vertical, so does not add up to Shveres Hameit, so then the two Mikvois cannot be Mitzvot. The two Mikvois cannot be Mitzvot. So in other words, when can the Kesel Shem Mikvoi? Shem Mitzvot Shase Mitzvot. If it is Mishase, number one is Mishase, and that crash of Mishase altogether adds up to Shveres Hameit. But suppose the whole crack, the whole slit does not add up to Shveres Hameit, then it's not Mitzvot. So it cannot be Mechabe of the two Mikvois. It cannot be Mechabe of the two Mikvois. Now, the Rambam, so the Yosef is Mitzayit from the Rosh Rambam. The Kavonas Mitzari, She Mitzarfu Hashnei Mikvois, the Islam, Hashir Yachav. So what does it mean? Even though each Mikve on each side of the wall is less than them, so all, let's say 20 so here, 20 so here, and here there's a Kesel, but if there is a slit, Rishase, in other words, vertical, so then the two Mikvois become Mitzuret, even though the whole slit does not add up to each vertical. But according to Rabbi Yeruchem, so when are the two Mikvois Mitzuret only means the whole slit by itself is adds up to the side of Shveres Hameit. But if it doesn't add up to the side of Shveres Hameit, then it cannot be Mitzuret. All right.
Instead of turn required any introduction, Rabbi Shmuel's head is turned to honor us with the Shir Mikvois. Now, I have two reasons. First of all, Rabbi Shmuel Tevye Stern is a big yadin, a big poki in the Kvois. And he certainly, we can all benefit from a shir that will be given by Rabbi Shmuel Tevye Stern. And secondly, many Bnei Torah and many Yeshiva students labor under the notion that a rov is not involved in learning. And when it becomes active in the rabbinate, so then he really gives up learning. And I don't blame, those Mitzvah who labor under this notion. Unfortunately, there are some rabbonim who really are not involved in learning. But so I asked the Rabbi Shmuel Tevye Stern to give a shiur to point out that there is no inconsistency between rabbonis in America and godless in Torah.
It is really a distinct honor to occupy the place of your distinguished Goen Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva Rasta Lovelchik, and they uncovered the Torah, you know, it's one rope. Rosh Hashiva wants to give cover to another rope, it's a spirit, there's no other cover. And I really consider that a galactic excuse to be a melamed. In fact, I was just discussing with someone. We have four categories, Lilmod, Ulelameid, Lishmod, Velasos. Are these four categories going Mimato Lamalo, from the bottom to the top, to the more? He's asking what is my soda for Lilmod honor, or does it go that Lilmod is the greatest category because a person who learns for himself, he can learn everything and he doesn't have to be subject to what the Talmidim is learned and he doesn't have to go down, for instance, sometimes the Gemara says in Hashoel that he has to go down perhaps to a certain level of his learning so he can dedicate his time to the highest learning. By the Lamed he has to already come down to a certain level. The Lishmor, he has no time to learn but only a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in order that he should be a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Then people like there is a Adala Doi Lomos and Olam Hamasi, he becomes a Masidik Jew. So the Rebbeinah, the Rasta Lovelchik Zayntun, is a Masidik Rebbeinah. You become a mamish poel, an employee. And but I want to tell you, young Bocharem, that if you will become Rabbonim, I let you in on a secret, you know, that men may learn them. You know, it is permissible for a rabbi to study. I mean, if he doesn't study, doesn't think that it is also to study, you know, that it is a... It took me plenty nights to find a heter on it, but I didn't find a heter that you can study. I am especially happy that one of my nephews didn't sit in a shir, and let us not waste time. I understand that you are beginning the quest, and I'm going to give some preliminary yesedes in the quest. The Mishnah begins with Sheish Miles B'Mikvoyes, and there are many questions, and I'm not going to quote all the Rishonim and Achronim for one very simple reason, because I don't have any Sforim, and I was called last night to say the Shir. It will have to be mostly in memory, and I had to go my brother-in-law to borrow a Rambam late last night to look at it. Until then, I didn't have even a Gemara or a Rambam with me. The Mishnah is talking about Sheish Miles B'Mikvoyes, and we are going to go through the generalities of the six different mikvoyes, and it is called Mesefta's mikvoyes, and not Mesefta's mikvoy, Beloshen Yochid, Beloshen Rabim, because there are many mikvoyes for many purposes, and each of them have their distinction of tahara and distinction of quality, and also of shiur. The posik the mokar for mikvoyes is Ach Mayon, Ubor, Mikvei Mayim, Yeh Tor. So in my studies I said that there are actually six words there. Mayon, Bor, Mikvei, Mayim, Yetor. And if you will notice, each of them represent one of the different mikvoyes. That actually we find in the Torah that, these are the mikvoyes, because Sheish, wherever there is Minyon Lamoli, many times the Gemara is asking, why do we have a number? You understand? The Mishnah could have said, Ilu Malo is Hamikvoyes, these are the Malos. But when it says Sheish, then it comes to limit the numbers, that it is not five or neither seven. So I said that these six words actually in the Torah that is talking about mikvoyes tells us about the six mikvoyes, but only it is from the other end up, from the other part of the Mishka of the Perek. Because when we go backwards, the malos of the mikvoyes are going like a malo, you know, when you go on a step. That means that each is a higher step, that each category of the mikveh has a higher quality of tahara, and a higher quality of kashrus, and also not necessarily a higher one. That will be already discussed perhaps later if we have time. I'm sure that the Rosh Hashiva will discuss it, if the malus is a qualitative malo or a differentiative malo. You understand? Take for instance, if the difference between Zochlin or Ashboiron is only just a matter of difference, you understand? Or it is a matter of quality, that let us say that things that are Matayer B'Zochlin, do I have to translate these words of Zochlin and Ashboiron? I just don't know. That actually it is not a qualitative malo, but it is a differentiative malo. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah of the six words that I said, Ach Mayon Uboer, Mikvei Mayim, Yetoher, then you will find that the last one from the Mishnah is actually the Mayon, because that is the last of the Mikveh. Then you have a Boer, Mayim Mei Muchin, Shemetarim Bezochlin, which is also actually a Mayon, but it is not, Koshet is not Mayim Meluchim and Mayim Poshrim, or perhaps there are many other differentiations between this Mayon and another Mayon. Actually, we are talking here about three different Mayons among the six. Three of them are Mikvoes, two of them, which the first are not Metaher, only that they do not become Tome. One becomes Tome, and one is a mikveh that is to is Netayer bar boim so, and then other three are Mayans. So actually, when we say the Mishneh Sheish Malos Bemikvoes, it would be more accurate if we would say Sholosh Malos Bemikvoes and Sholosh Malos Bemayon, because the last three, we are already discussing Mayon, the highest quality. So Mayon in Bor, and then we are coming to the third one, which is a mikveh. We are talking already a mikveh sheyesh bar boim so, in that Mayon shemeimam miyotin, that it has a din of a mikveh, that it is metar bash boiron, and it has a din of a mayon lahat bil goy bekol shehi, that it is a mixture of halacha, that it has to have ash boiron, and but it is, does not have to have the shiur. Then we come mikveh is the memso, and then yeh is the mei tamsus, because shaloi pasku, because we are going to discuss the situation of the mei tamsus, which is one of the most mysterious one. Why is the mei tamsus before the mikveh? Because actually the mei tamsus shaloi pasku, that means that seepage water, you understand, seepage water that comes, could come from the rain, or could come from a river, or could come even from a spring, and because this is the reason that sometimes when you have a mikveh built close to a river or close to an ocean or close to a sewerage in this country, it is not here the place to discuss the actual building of a mikveh, maybe someday. It is a most interesting architecture, halachic architecture. Not only how to build a mikveh, but what ground to use, what kind of a levels of waters that we are getting. For a certain part, we are getting certain mei tamsius, that it is actually a seepage water. Then deeper, we are getting on the, how you call it, the wadi water. You know, it's in Arabic, the wadis, you know, that they are calling it. Actually, the meiri is also calling water that is accumulating from the rain, and water that is close to a river or close to an ocean, and through the underground veins and channels that we are catching in water. And we see it perhaps in Miami Beach, we had that problem, that the water is mixed. It is salty water and it is sweet water. And the sweetness and the saltness of the water will change with the rainfall, because if the rainfall is going to be strong, then it is going to fill in the pores and it is going to push out the sea level the sea level is lower. Also with the high tide, they are getting in mei tamsus. And the question is, why really mei tamsus is nitmetayer if it could be connected with another other mikveh? We are going to discuss it. That is the yihyeh, because there is a havayo, because the mikveh has to be a havayo b'dei shemayim, it has to be there, you just cannot put in there. Because what we have, our mikveh b'hashoko, is only something of an arbitrary situation that we are connecting like city water to a regular water, and we are machshir the mikveh because we are having the hashoka, or we are having a zriya, or we have both, that we are going to study the practicalities of making a mikveh without zechtoylen actually in the kosher water. So in the mei tamsus, that will be a question, could we really connect this kind of water which is flowing, or because you cannot metayer sein in this water, because this is zochlen, and this is only metayer bashboyren, only the mayon is metayer bezochlen, therefore you cannot connect it to any other water, even if the water that you are going to use in that other reservoir is going to be an ashboyren water, because it is connected to a zochlen, and it was Mukhshir from a Zochlen. And even after you are going to connect it, says the Divrei Chaim and Simenai and Gimel, I remember that it would be possible. And then you have Tohoyer. What is Tohoyer? That is the least thing that is coming back now to the first part of the Mishnah, that the water that is in the Karka is Tohoyer. Now let us begin here the first Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Megaboyim, water that is accumulated in the ground. Now, in order that we should understand what kind of a water is, I suppose you know that there is a machlokes. The Rambam itself is a stiro, because the Rambam in Mishneh Aleph and in Mishneh Hei is having a stiro if he's talking about Mayim Sheuvim, that that water was first Sheuvim and then it was connected into the ground, or it was not Sheuvim. Now here the Rambam says, Veloi Shegiyu Sheuvim. The Rambam says that it should not be Sheuvim. That means that that water originally was there Bidei Shomayim, or the water came from a source, but not a, the water was not Sheuvim, was not Posala water. That was always Mechuborim, but only what is the problem with this water? The problem with the water is that it does not have Mem Sod that payment. Therefore, it becomes Tomeh. Now, the Ravid here is has a machlokes with the Rambam. The Ravid says that this has only if it has Poches Revis, but if it has a Revis, then it will not become Tomeh. Because, let us go back again to the structure of the Mikveh here in the Sifro, in the Teres Kayani. There are three structural basic laws in the Mikveh. One is it has to be Bidei Shomayim. The Mikveh has to be made by divine power, that means rain or any other water that was made Bidei Shomayim. Then the second is, and by the way, if Rosh Hashiva doesn't mind, I'm injecting already modern tshuvas. The question is, could we use factory ice? You know, ice, the Mishnah you will have later, that Anshe Leidvo, that you take ice and you have a twila in snow or in ice, or the ice melted in a certain spot and it became water, it is Bidei Shomayim. So the question was raised about already, it's about 50 years old in Shaila, when they made artificial ice, could we take, maybe Shomayim Sheuvim, you understand, and freeze it, and then it is not going to be Mayim Sheuvim anymore, and therefore it is going, then after we are going to melt it again, that it should become kosher. Now actually there are many, it depends on many machlokas. It depends first of all if we are going to use the Rambam here that it should not be Sheuvim, but anything that was Sheuvim, even if it became Mechuber Lekarka afterwards, it cannot be kosher again. However, the Rambam, as you know, in Perek Tesvov, Hilchos Tumah Sofrin, Aloch Aleph, says, Bein Sheuvim, Bein Sheinon Sheuvim, it doesn't have to be Sheuvim. Also the Tesefte in Perek Gimel in Mesechtes Taharas, and I think it is a Simeresh Aleph, I don't know if it is Ot Sif, Bomor, Mem Aleph. The Mishnah says like this, Mayim Temeim, Mayim Sheuvim Shehiglido, Yotzem Videi Shov, Hochazro Venimucho, Kesheirim Lahakwa Esolav. Mayim Temeim Shehiglido, Yotzem Videi Tumo, Hozra Venimucho, is Hozra Letimusam Arishayno, because we Gozro Alamashten of Tumay Yeshayno. So actually there are two things in Mayim Sheuvim. Mayim Sheuvim is because it is not Mechuborim, it is Mayim Telushim, and in some of the Rishonim, you will, when you study the Rishonim, you will find that they are not calling it Sheuvim, they are calling it Telushim, Mayim Telushim, because it is not Mechuborim. Then there is another reason, because it is Tomeh. Anything that it is had a Tfises Yad Odom has become already Tomeh because somebody was touching it. Could be a Sophic Tomeh, but we are considering the Mayim Tomeh. So the most of the Achronim that who dealt with this Shaila have assert artificial ice to be used to a mikveh. But if I would say that in any emergency or whatever that it cannot be made kosher, I would not rule out the possibility that there are certain ways how to make kosher factory ice, because there is in fact, what's the difference? The oil Zeruah is telling us, and also it is the Rivosh, I think it is Simeresh Tzadik Beis, that if you take action, the Tshuvas Harosh Taka in it, the Tshuvas Harosh brings it, that when you take Mayim Sheuvim and you will put it actually in the ground, and then from another side you will Mamshazan and you bring it out, that you could make a kosher mikveh again. Why? Because we have to understand that the earth itself has a certain cleansing power, is metair and makes it mechuber. Because as we said beginning, there are three major yesedas, foundations in the kashrus of the mikveh, Bidei Shomayim, Ein Bo Tfises Yad Odom, and the third is mikveh sheikroi bekarka. It has to be bekarka. You cannot build a portable mikveh. It was the question about on a train or an aeroplane, if you can make a portable mikveh. There is no such a thing as a portable mikveh. It has to be ikroi bekarka. Now, in here we are talking about two things. One about the Bidei Shomayim is the water. Tfises Yad Odom is the Indian food to me, and ikroi the karka means on the receptacle of the mikra. It's not only the water has to be bidei shomayim, but ikroi the karka means that the container, the mokom, hatvilo, has to be mechuber lakata. Now, what do we learn from the first mission? That anything that it is mechuber lakarka is really tohar. Mechuber lakarka is nit mekabel tuma. The water that is mechuber lakarka is nit mekabel tuma. So there is a machlokes in the rival mit Rambam, if less than a rev, only because it has a shiur mikveh, because besides the kashrus of the water and besides the kashrus of the container, there is another yesod in the mikveh that you are going to come about. That is the shiur of the mikveh that is metayer. Now, how many shiurim we have in the mikveh that is before us? So one shiur is the shiur from the mayon, which is a shiur of kosher. Now the question is, what is a shiur of a kosher who hear the mayon? What do you, when you learn in many in Yonem from the Gemara in Shas, you have come across of a kolshehu or mashehu, you understand? So our interpretation is a minimal amount, correct? Kolshehu, we mean a minimal amount. But here the mikveh, it is not necessarily so. I can explain you why. First of all, the Torah tells us, af mayon bor mikveh mayon via Torah. Sheirin, shiurin, says the Gemara, shiurin, mechitzin, vachatzitzin, halocha l'moshe m'sinai. Anything that is a shiur is a halocha l'moshe m'sinai. The Torah doesn't talk about the Gemara in Psochem, Misop Psochem, and also in Dach Yitzoyen, is in many places we talk about the shiur of the mikveh. So shiur from the mikveh is halocha l'moshe m'sinai. So we have two shiurim, midraisadike shiurim, and one, a shiur, which the Chachomim gave a shiur. Now the shiur of the raisa is mayon, is the kolshehu. What does it mean? That you that even if a needle or any small vessel, a mahat or something of a minute dimension is tome and has to have twile, and if it has in that mayon enough water that it should cover it, it is going to be kosher. Now some Rishonim say that that is applying also to a human being, that the din from mayon does not have to have a goyim so even for a human being. Now, yes, how will you interpret a kosheru with a human being? The answer is kosheru, that is metayer, that as long as the human being can cover himself, he will have the same halacha as the mahat can be covered. But without a shiur, that means that the din from mayon is not governed by the shiur, that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is not governing the shiur of the water, but it is the shiur of the practicality of the twilo. That means that if that object or that person can immerse himself or herself in that water, then it becomes toel. What? It's immaterial how much it is. Kosher hu tavloi. The amount that it is going to be toel. Then we have a din of reviz. The din from a reviz, that a reviz is called a mikveh. Not that it is toel. And then the Torah says, "Ach mayon ubor mikvei mayim," that it is what we should call mayim kenusim. That it is called the mayim kenusim because, as the Rambam will tell you, that also there are two haloches which the Ravid is mechilig on one. One is that it has to be kinus, and the other it has to be rotzay. And the Ravid says that it is tomei without even rotzay, but nobody is having a machlekes that it has to be kinus mayim kenusim. It has to be accumulated water, and the shield of accumulation that it should be applicable to be called a mikvah is the halacha is a reviz halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that a reviz is called a mikvah. For what purpose? That anything that is metahir cannot become tome, and you cannot metamezan, because for instance, now that if you have pochas m'reviz, then we have, if shosa tomeh v'shosa tomeh is tomeh, because if it, that says the rival v'apochas m'reviz, because if it has a reviz, just like a mikvah of mem so, is kol meimai shegoilom, cannot puzzle that mikvah anymore, or cannot metamezan, because it is a substance of tahare that cannot become tomeh, a substance of tahare cannot become tomeh, even if you pour over the arvoim so, 1,000 so, tomei or anything else, or shiruvim, only on, if you make it not mayim, how could you pass the mikvah or going so that it is kosher mikveh? If you would put in, let us say, blood, or you would put in something that it is it doesn't have a mare mayim. So if it doesn't have the mare mayim, we say that it is not mayim anymore. You understand that we took away the aloch of mayim. But as long as the aloch of mayim, nothing can pass left. Now we have here the interesting halacha that revis or that nemso has to be mechuber lekata. Now the question is, what do we call here mechuber lekata? Do we call mechuber lekarka that was always mechuber lekarka? Or we can call something mechuber lekarka that it was sheuvim before and it became mechuber lekarka afterwards. Now we should learn from this a very interesting thing, that the karka is also an agent to the tahara. Not only the warrior is metayer, but the karka, because sheikroi the karka, then it means that the karka becomes an agent to the tahara. That the karka itself has a certain quality that it is metayer. Why? Because the karka, if we can take mayim sheruvim and you can put it in the karka and it becomes ois shov and ois tome, and it has already the quality, because loy teman domer guder goda kule shoiv deraise is kosher. There is a machlekes. If kula shoiv deraise is posel, then it will be posel regardless if it was shov. But if I say that the Torah tells you that you have to have arboim so, but mina Torah, that is the difference. If it is a mayon, it is not arboim so. But if it is arboim so, it doesn't have to be kosher water and kula shoiv mina Torah is kosher. Then I would say that it becomes the earth, becomes a agent of tahara, that is also metar. And that is a little bit away from the quest. I only want to touch upon it, that the quality of the karka, or the mechubele karka, what is the difference of the machlekes, it is, where, how does it become tome? The machlekes is, the three machlekes, actually, if I am recall. One, the Rambam with Raiver in the Agude. What is the machlekes actually, that is a tome, the shoso tome, the shoso tome, because the water became tome, or because the roikoi, the spit of that tome, at metame gewesen, the water, or because some tipo minha, one drop of that water went back to the water that was in the karka, and that tipo at metame gewesen the water. Now, on that they are asking a question. We say the Gemara in Menoches Chof Gimel and in many other places, that just like by Iser Veheter, we hold in Boser Rov, that we are going Achar Rov, and anything that is at the Rov, where Toer, why shouldn't that tipo, then even if became Tome, but if I say that that water Bekarke, Mechuga Lekarke, is not Mechabel Tome, is Toer, why shouldn't that tipo become bottle the Rov in the Rov from them Toer? There are many terutzim on that, and I think that the most logical terutz is that a dovor was is mechuber lekarka in itokam bitur, but it works also in reverse, that anything that it is mechuber lekarka, sai lekula or sai lechumre, there is no bitul ba dovor mechuber lekarka. And I was just thinking about a very interesting halacha that recently I was studying. The Gemara says in our Dezore, that Nubeis on the base, says the Gemara, concerning the desecration of the Beis Hamikdash, says the Gemara, that in Bolu Peritzim, Vechilelu, says Rashi, even Shenechneso Akum Leheichol, Naso Kol HaKeilim Hul, and then it was Hefker, and they already acquired it from Hefker, because they made it Hul. So the Chassam Sefer and many of the Daily Yisroel are asking a question on Rashi, that if the Goyim come in, Nasu Kol HaKeilim Hul, how about the Heichel itself and the Beis Hamikdash itself? And because they are asking that Shaira is going to come soon, Hanukkah. What is if they found there the Pach Echad Shel Shemen, which was Torah, because if both are Ritzim Vechilolo, then therefore the whole place wasn't a Beis Hamikdash anymore. And if it wasn't a whole Beis Hamikdash anymore, then it was possible by Yoitze. Then it went out something that was Kodesh, went out Chutz LeMikdash. And the halacha is that any of the carbones or any of the thing that becomes Kodesh goes out Chutz LeMikdash, it's possible that they couldn't use it anymore. Then what was the purpose of finding that Pach Echad Shel Shemen? So the Chassam Sefer in Emerson, and many of the Netziv is talking about it, Bariches, that on Karka, that goal for Ritzin and Bachelor Luo is only on Adobar Hatorush, on something that is Mit Mechuber. That anything but it is Mechuber, because what is that? Just, they are Meta, they are the goal for Ritzin and Bachelor Luo, and they got it out from Hegdish, and they brought it into a Gedder Fin Tumet. Not a Gedder Fin Chulun, but in a Gedder Fin Tumet, Abay Dezor. Anything that is Mechuber, can it tome werden? It can it tome werden, therefore it cannot go out lechumur. However, there is a question of karka or of mechuber le karka. Now, for instance, we say avde ke me karka dome. And the Gemara in Kedusha says, Rabbi Shmuel, that the machlekes, that avde ke me tautele dome. We have in certain instances that an eved has a din of karka, and an eved has a din of metaltel. Now, what do I say that an eved... is a mechuber. And when the eved was nikta bekibush, then it's stuck avde ke mekarke. But if you just go out and buy one, then it is stuck metaltel dome. There are many other halochas like abeira nidachas and many other things. Now here, this will be the difference of the machlokes. If Mayim Sheuvim it was before, and it became again Mechuber Lekarka, then actually I would not say that it is Ikroi Bekarka. It did not originate Bekarka. The Teres Peyanim wants to say that it is Ikroi, but that water originated Bekarka. Now you will say that the water that comes from the rain, it did not originate Bekarka, but that is Bidei Shomayim. That is another thing, because there is another halacha of Bidei Shomayim that does not have to be Bekarka, because we have, for instance, if there should be like Galshe Nitlesh, now there is a Shaila, if there will be some big wave, you know, that will detach, Galshe Nitlesh, it is detached from the ocean, and somebody happens to go there that needs Twilo, and it goes and it covers that person, and that Yeshboy Memso, you know, it has already Memso, that it is actually a Twilo. So here, what was the mikveh, what was the receptacle of the mikveh? There was no receptacle of mikveh here at all. It was only Mem saw that the person was standing on the ground and it became a receptacle in the mikveh. Now the shayla is, for instance, if it would be a downpour, some kind from the rain, and there will be Memso, if that would also apply. So the question is not because Megeshomim is only Metayer Bashboiron, but here the Mayom, because the Yamim will Metayer sein Bezochlen, and that Galshe Nitlesh had of the Chadim Funeschile, and therefore it would be Toer. But it still would come Shenitlesh from something that was the Karka, because even water is concerned. Considered karka, maya, arasemichtei, that anything that it is in the water is considered karka. Now let's go back to the Mishneh, the first part of the Mishneh that it says, Shosa toer tomei, and Shosa tomei milu bekele toer is tomei, and Shosa tomei venofel kikar shel trimei mediach tomei milu yediach toer. Now we have here in three categories that the first part of the Mishneh is telling that each time that water becomes toer, Tomei, on if a person was drinking, or when the person...
Tell me then, it's okay.
I'm no
time
limit. No.
Final Mazman.
Now wait a second. No, but...
Do you usually ask questions? It's up to you.
No.
Rarely.
What?
Rarely.
Do you give answers? The Mishneh gives us three different categories, possibilities. One is on Shtio, one is on Milui Keli, and one is on Mayim Temeim, yes, that fell in. And all the halochas are the same, because Reb Shimon who says, Ben Sheediach, Ben Shelo Yediach Tomeh, we know that Reb Shimon is Mechilik not only on Mishneh Gimel, but the Machlokes is on all the three Mishnehs. Now here we find, and from the Mishneh Daled that Nofur Letoicho Meesah Sheholach Ben Atomei, that there was no Kavone. Now, let us understand the difference between the first three Mishnehs and Mishneh Daled. that, and actually this is a very difficult, I'm sure that your Rosh Hashiva is going to give a logical and a strong answer of the Machlekes and the Rambam with the Raivad, that according to the Rambam says that Ein Metamen Elo, Mistamen Elo Lerotzen, Vein Metamen Elo Berotzen, because actually, Rav Soloveitchik, I don't see the Machlekes between the Raivad and the Rambam on the Pochas mi Revis, because the Rambam is not explicit that it's because Shein Bem Arboim so, from that we should learn what a Revi is it was, not necessarily, because he's talking about the period that there is no more Dino Mikva of Revis, therefore he's already discussing the practicality of Arboim so. But the explicit Machlaikas is actually on the roadside, that according to the Raiva, the Stome Apileash, right, the roadside, if it was no Revi is, and if it was a Revi is, it is not Tome, and according to the Rambam, there is no and I think this is the Rambam is using in Perik Tesh von Hilchas Mikvoes. In Perik Tesh von Hilchas Mikvoes says also the Rambam the same thing, that kemayim hamchunosim bekarka af al pi shein shivim af al pi shein bememsoch Hoyel veinan stame elo lerotzoin, kamoisha biani, and the Raivad is really after him like usual, you know. And it's very, very interesting if you will learn the Loshon HaRaivad here. Veino min hasot hamuflo hatsofun layashorim. It is really interesting to make a note on this Rambam. This is one of the three places, maybe more, but very few places where the Rambam, where the Raivad is referring to some mystical power of his studies. In one place is in Hilchas Besaphiro, where he says, Kach nigloli misoida deshem leyereov, in Perik Vov, Hilchas Besaphiro, and in one, in Perik Dalet, in Hilchas Suke, says the Rambam, Far hoy fia ruach hakodesh. The Raivad. I'm talking about the Raivad. Kefar hoy fia ruach hakodesh bebeis medrashenu. And here also in the same different expression that eino min haysod hamuflo hatsofun vayashorim. Because Seida the Shemri Reov, and he felt that if the Rambam would be in that August body that the Rabbeinu Shalom is relating to him, the Seydes HaTeira, he would know better, you understand? But I don't know, this is... you can see the godless of a person in... He talks about the reality of Kedushas HaTeira. It's not Gaiva Chasver Sholem on the part of the rival. Now, but the Machlekes is that if something has to have rotzen or it does not have to have rotzen. Now, we have to be really very analytical what it means. If you take the Mishnei Machshirin and all the Gemoras that you will learn of in Chulun, of the Din of Bechuyitan, that any Mayim is not going to be Tomeh only if you have a Kavono that it should become a Muchsher Lekabel Tomeh. I have asked a question just this morning thinking that how about if a cotton was drinking from it, and a cotton doesn't have a kavone or a rotzen, is there such a thing as a rotzen or a das? And actually in one place the Rambam doesn't use the word rotzen, I think he's using the word das. Here the Rambam, I think in one of the Mishnahs, yes, here on Mishnah Dalet, for the ene bozois halocha, she eile mea gaboyim ke moishe lo yitmeu eilu bekoineis, kein lo yitmeu eilu le das. That rotzen and das is identical according to the Rambam. Rotzen means a desire, and das means consciousness. Now the question is in my mind, if a cotton did all these things, Milo Bekele Tomo, or Shoso Tomo, Tome, and their cotton did that, and he does not have a Rotzen, and he does not have a Das, according to the arrived, if it does not have a reverse, it would be Tomer without a Rotson, and if it has a reverse, even with a Rotson, it would not be Tomer. And according to the Rambam, I really don't know if he would disqualify the action of a cotton concerning metamezine something or metairzine something. My mind could, yes?
Why can we say that by a cotton eats something, so the father must take it because? If the father would have to feed the cotton by the cotton eating something else...
It's an Easter?
No, it's a cotton eat something, yeah?
Yeah.
So the father has to pay because this way he saves money. Yeah?
Yes.
All right, so same thing by Mayim here. The cotton's drinking, so the father's saving money by not having to drink.
We are talking here about the pochas meravis, Amir. What do you mean saving money?
So therefore there is rotten.
What?
Just like you see
by but not the cotton's rotten, so then...
The father's rotten.
Then I would say, if a cotton does it, then a god loymed al gabo.
No, just like you see by a father, the cotton eats when he's not with him, so he saves money by having to feed him, so he's going to pay money.
Because he did the damage.
Yeah, so same thing
by mine. What does this mean, like,
that? No, but there is dinamominus. Right, there is dinamominus.
So you see that there's a rotten.
Yeah, but excuse me, first of all, if damages were done, who says that that if we say that Odom Mu'ed Lo'ilam, Bein Or, Bein Yoshan, then by damages we don't need a rotsen. We don't need a rotsen by damages. So if we don't need a rotsen by damages... So
why does the father pay by cotton?
What?
So why is the father...
No, but because we don't need Taka the rotsen. If we would need a rotsen, you understand? If we would need a rotsen... And then he wouldn't take a pay for it because he's potter, because we don't need a rotsen. And something else what we have to consider, that such a similarity that I could only find perhaps by Hezekriah, if by a cotton. If Hezekriah is a momenes dikadin or an isur dikadin. And by isur dikadin, he will be potter, you understand, on an isur dikadin. Now also, for instance, cotton bertes, boal erbo b'shoigig, that he will have to bring a korban when he's going to become a godel. But if a cotton did the damage, he's not going to have to pay when he became big. But here, the question what I would say, that if a cotton can metamezain, the Mishnah in Perig Yud Beis in Poro, that cotton she hizo, that the cotton, you know, that on the Mechatos, if a cotton not mazeh gewesen, is kosher. If the cotton made the azoe on shlishi shvi, is the azoe kosher. But kiddush, if the cotton took the meichatos and memale gewesen in the how you call it in the vessel, it is not kosher. Now, if the cotton can metair sein, we don't know if this is a part of the tahare and etome because he can maze sein. The Gemara says, I think it is in Nozir, Samachalef or Samabez on the top, kol she yeshnoi betume, yeshnoi betahare. Aber kol she einoi betume, is einoi betahare. Actually, a cotton alone will not, there is no din von tome. So actually, then I would say that there is no tahare. I asked Shaila just a few days ago, when a convert, a woman, goes to the mikveh, she has to, because this is her gerus, can she go to the mikveh when she's a nido, or she has to be made taharosa to go to the mikveh? You have an answer on it? You don't ask questions, but you may give answers. Because I would say, because there is no tumas nido by her, you understand, that we don't have to... Now, the thing is this, I'm going to conclude here. The situation between a rotsen and das, what the Raivad and the Rambam is mechilik, actually I think that the Raivad did not understand. He did not grasp the kavona of the Rambam. There are two things in them rotsen. The rotsen of the drinking, you understand? Or the rotsen of metamezine the thing. There are two kinds of rotsen. The rotsen of toilish sein, taking out the water, or the rotsen that you have to have a rotsen that it should become tome. Now, shoso tome, ve shoso toer is tome. Now why? Because it was a rotsen of the, he says, aber mayim shebekar koes, mei boiris, mei gaboim sheim ben arboim soim istamen elu lerotsen, vei metamen elu berotsen. Keitzet, mayim shebekar kashim ben arboim so ben shoishum ben shenishum, shenofu latoichon amesu shorach ben istahire. But, he says, when they were drinking for it, or hidiach yodam, actually, the last part of the Mishnah, fu benofu kikar shal trumo im hidiach tomo, im loi hidiach tohoire, actually that logic applies to all the previous ones, just like by the kikor, because there is no das, and therefore it would not become tome only when he washes his hand that he did something berotze. Therefore it means that we need a mindset from rotze and a purpose in order that the kikar shall trume shall become tome. The same thing actually, says the Rambam, applies in the first two parts of the Mishnah. That the drinking alone is not going to create a tome for the second party, and not for the milui bekeli is going to do something if it is not going to be under the same category in the same situation as the nofal kikar shel trume, because the nofal means that nothing happened, therefore it needs a adoche. Here it happened something, gamaise, because it is gavena shtio, or it was a milui. But the shtio and the milui has to be in such a category as the hadoche. Just as the hadoche wasn't a purposeful, that it was a purpose, so actually the Rambam wants to say, the Raivad wants to say, that the maise without a rotzen is applying that it was for the purpose. The same thing as we say by kochim. The kochim is toma lishma, or it has to be in certain things that it has to be lishma. There are certain halachas that we have to have a rotzen and we have to have a kavanah, and some that it is tam, it becomes automatically so. That would be the machlekes and the Raivad with the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that the entire three parts of the Mishnah goes under the same analogy, that we have to have a rotzen dikemaise, that it is visible, or we know that it is for the purpose, and otherwise, because we know that in Masechtas Machshirin and the Ram and in from the Teire and the Raiva cannot mechilik zayin that things are not metame only berotze.
She made a reason in connection with one, so no matter whether that one would be das lishoyer or maybe das lishoyer, what the aloha in connection with one person. Even if it's yesh b'das lishoyel, so it's vegetarian. So mimele, now that the problem arises in connection with the two, so we apply the svara of my chazis, and we cannot say, it cannot be tailored, because they are both of the same status. Suppose the problem and the reason in connection with one, whether he would be das lishoyel, or that one had been a b'das lishoyel, it would still be toya. Now that the problem arises in connection with two, so there is a stire, and it's both lishoyel v'basachat, so we tell each one you are tomei. That's why it's weird. Mashenke, if it is birshus, if it is birshus ayochid, suppose the problem and the reason in the birshus ayochid, in connection with what? What would be the answer? What would best pass? Suppose one person would have that problem. He would walk in a birshus ayochid in a deserted place. If it is Gershus Ayochid, suppose the problem and the reason in the Gershus Ayochid, in connection with what? What would be the answer? What would best pass? Suppose one person would have that problem. He would walk in the Gershus Ayochid in a deserted place, no other people were around, just one person, or one or two, I mean, so it's Gershus Ayochid. And he doesn't know whether it's in the stomach of the Israel or in the toilet of the Israel. What would Bezdin pass to him? Bezdin would find out whether it is without Lishoyel or Lishoyel. If he is an intelligent person, a grown-up person who is intelligent, so then, if he is without Lishoyel, so it's subject to me, Gershus Ayochi, by he is without Lishoyel, it's Lishoyel. And if he happens to be a teenage or a grown-up person, but he's not in the proper mind, so he can be that Rishoel. So then Bezdi would say, even if he's the Rishisayochit, Shvekitoya, Bezdi Tzerasakotu. So the melee is the problem and the reason in the Rishisayochit, in connection with one person. So then it would be Bezdi. If that person is Yehidi Da'at Rishoel, so the Pesach would be Yotomit. If that person is Yehidi Da'at Rishoel in the Tineik, or is Yehidi Da'at Rishoel, so then the Pesach would be Yehistoria. Bezdi Tzerasakotu, not Flores, Bezdi Tzerasakotu. So the melee, now that the problem arises in connection with the two of them. So mid-reise, we could apply the concept of chazoke to both, the din chazoke. But mid-rabonon, where there is a spirit, and the problem arises in connection with two, and it's both rishon basachas, so in order that it shouldn't look like chuchel glule, it shouldn't look ridiculous, so the chachomim says, both have to be declared tomei. Both have to be declared tomei. But why? Because by chodesh. To declare one Tomei and one Toei, so that we cannot do because my Chodesh. But there is a loche that if, let's say, the reason as to why both are declared Tomei is because of my Chodesh, but if one is already Tomei, so then we assume that the Tomei happened to the one who is already Tomei. Tehillim bin Kuku. So Mimele, here the problem arises in connection with two individuals. One is Yesh B'Dat Rishoel and one is Ein B'Dat Rishoel. So if the problem is arisen only in connection with the one who is Ein B'Dat Rishoel, who is Yesh B'Dat Rishoel, so then Bezdin would tell him, Yatomit. If the problem is arisen only in connection with the one who is Ein B'Dat Rishoel, so Bezdin would tell him, Yatomit. Now that the problem arises in connection with Reuben and Shimon, Reuben is Yesh B'Dat Rishoel, and Shimon is Ein B'Dat Rishoel, so Memele, Reuben, who would become declared Tomei even if he had been by himself, so he is considered as a Mikulku, as someone who already had it to me. So, and Shimon, who is Eni Da'at Rishoel, so if he had been by himself, he would be declared Toya. So he is Eni Mikulku, and that's a general principle, that where Midrabonon we have to declare both of them to me, because there is a Stireh. So there is a Stireh, but if it's some male, and we cannot toss a coin and say, well, this one walked on the Shvil Tomei, and this one walked on the Shvil Toya, just on the basis of tossing a coin. But if one is in the Kuku, if one is Tomei anyway, and the other one is not Tomei, so then we are telling that who walked on the Shvil Tomei? The one who was Tomei before. And who walked on the Shvil Toya? The one who was Toya before. Even though, I mean, there is nothing that compels us to say that, but since it's here, it's Rabbanon. And if there is a Mikoko in whom it can be Tehillah, we are Tehillah. So here, when the problem arises in connection with the Yesh B'Dat Rishoel, and in connection with the Ein B'Dat Rishoel, so mainly the Yesh B'Dat Rishoel would be declared from even if he had been there by himself. And the Ein B'Dat Rishoel, if he had been there by himself, so he would declare Toya. And Midrash we should declare both of them Toya. But Midrabonon we can declare both of them Toya. So mainly in this case, the one who is Yesh B'Dat Rishoel. So we are Taylor and we assume that the one who is Yesh B'Dat Rishoel walked on the Shvil Toya, and the one who is Yesh B'Dat Rishoel walked on the Shvil Tomei, and the one who is Ein B'Dat Rishoel walked on the Shvil Toya. This is what the So he says, Birshus Arabim Shneim Tluim, Birshus Ayochid, Eshi Yesh B'Dat Rishoel, Flegitomei, Veshem B'Dat Rishoel, Flegitoya. Shnei Bikvois, Shalestrim Esrim Sof, Echot Shol, Vechot Kosha. Hika, he went down to Kulot, Bechot Nem, was a Taris, Teres, Bishem Iloso, Yisrif, Bishem Vilo Yos, why Yisrif? Because of Imanev Shech. So, because he went into both. And one is definitely a show. So there is a takonis chachomim, the chesdomo, that if one is poor, he's from my shavim, so he's tommy. Perishim v'leos, v'shem v'os, v'yisrifu. Perishim v'os, v'shem v'os, v'yilvei l'monachim. Ho rishen is teret, shni is yisrif. Shtei noshim shenisats, v'yitziper, ho hu yolei tzidam kisela, lachas man nimsa, gabizu kisela. So in other words, so we know that one of them is toer and one of them is not toer. Because there was only kisela. And one, so mimele, so shtei mikokolei, pirish tuis. Hein is Hein here now begins it. He begins to explain. Tuis Hein Tuis Hein is Tarish also. Vishemi was a Tarish Teres. da ich doch beschneid, kinem schon sich mir, so so mit viele. Da mit war amur in bitam mit mach mir, die keine lang. Sich da mit, aber mit Karl auch noch mich mit mir, kann man wissen, immer wenn wir teuer, sich teuer. Harel mich geis, die kinde mir noch ist erst teuer stehen, aber stehen please. Schnee ist der Reise, da liegen kommen du mei, du geschen, schnell. Wir schen ist please, die schnee ist so wie sind wir auch mit. Because if he was Tomei to Mekalo, and if he was Tomei Kalo, he was Echolech on Tmein, so he became Sheini. Then when he handled Tyrus, he became Shlishi. So then when this Tyrus touched the other Tyrus, so the other Tyrus, if they were not Tomei before, couldn't become contaminated because there is no Kadesh for the Vee. Then Tomei, Hoshin Sakam, Lakato Gesheini, Bisvei Kosenei, Aro Shni is Yisrov and Monashach, the Nitmo Bidiyas of Sheini for Hapachet. Uvi Sefer Sheini is Tomei Kalo, Ushni is Tomei Chmuro, ונו גוי ובאי ואהבי יבחה, מתעני פריש, איזה שני אסטריז, ראשי אסטריז, אלו לילה פריז, השתם אחמרינו ותומכלו, צמאים מתומכמורה, דעתומכמורה, אמרינו ראשי אסטריז, שני אסטריז, ואין את האנשים דוחם ביקורת תומכלו. די, אבל הייתים במים שובים טובל, בסי פקד את תומכלו יבדי, שי בור יש ורובים במים שובים, יוקשתם פריז, אבל גם בתומכמורה, צוויקה, תומכמורה עדו לו, ומצוויקה, שונר וורד, אתה עשית בפור, we are faced with two problems. A problem that is relevant in Raise, and the problem that is relevant in Rabbonon. So, in regard, and we have to consider it separately. So he says, Avogabi Tumachmura, Zvekin Tumachmura Azlelo. And then, as far as the Rabbonotica problem, so if we can be Taylor, we are Taylor, Umitzvekin Lamachtin Lui Tumachal, Hameika Kodom Ayer, Behot of the Mayim, לפני החיים, בעמק התורך, פרשינון, במסווי כמחנו לתומקל שני אמפלויים, דמיגה דתאוינון בהיידה, ותומקל למיקור, מטעם את פרישס, תאוינון נעמה בידוך. Because by all this, we can't toss a coin, and on the basis of the coin, to be tailored, this one is Tomei, and this one is Toyer. So, יש בידעת לשואל, דמי למקרה שוב, ושאם ידעת שום דמי למקרה כושר. Now, the rush has the gear set. ברשוס היוחד שני אמפלויים, כי מתארת לאחד, מתארת למידך. בשם מבורסו יפרסו, ואימון השך נתמו, שפה הרי שברו במים שובים. So, according to the girls of the Rash, it's inexplicable, I mean the last price. But I mean, we don't have the time to explain it according to the Rash. But according to the Gross girls say, so we can understand everything here. Now, שתי נושים, דעיידה דעיירה בשני מקווי, זה שני שבילים, נוקת נמי שתי נושים, משתך נידה מייסו, תראי קוראי הכסף. All right. Now, please go over the tasteless in whom last set on the day, also Milchat the Gemira Lomi Seife, and also the Tisefte, and the Goyen's Perush, and the Tisefte, the Goyen himself explains it very well. Now, one second. Please, I want to remind you again. Please, and don't make me talk about it again and again. Everyone, except if someone has reshus, but everyone who lives around here has to daven Friday night here, and of course Shabbos morning. Those who do not live, I mean, around here, so Friday night they don't have to daven here, but Shabbos morning they have to daven here unless he talked to me and I gave him reshus. And if it's walking distance, someone who lives in Evanston is not expected to come here Shabbos morning. And then at 3 o'clock there is a seder, and even if someone lives far, let's say 40 minutes away, so he's expected to be here at the seder and to come here Shabbat morning. I also live 40 or 45 minutes away, and I walk 3 times in the Shabbat, and I'm a little older, and if I can do it, so each and every one of you can walk. But those who live far are not expected to come here Friday night, but everyone is expected to daven here Shabbat morning, unless one lives in Evanston. If it takes him an hour to walk, so then he's not expected, and we don't want him to come here, because in this weather, it might be detrimental to one's health. So, but everyone is expected to be here, they say that 3 o'clock, everyone. And there are no exceptions, except if someone got reshus. And then something else, Sunday, I'll start early and there'll be 2 shiurim. So the first shiur will be in the Bomes, and the second shiur will be in the Kvoyim.